We'll time out this rain report for January 7, 2011 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the palatial studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, with yet another edition of the Rain Report, available 24/7 from therainreport.com and now on Twitter, twitter.com/therainreport. The views expressed in the following program don't necessarily reflect those of anyone connected with or transmitting this rain report. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. The 147-435 Southern California repeater has been a magnet drawing the outspoken and outrageous hams and non-hams alike in the greater Los Angeles area. The FCC has even taken a hands-off approach on this repeater, as it, quote, keeps the flies bunched. So why would a self-proclaimed Christian woman decide to purchase that repeater? Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke with the new 435 owner, Christina Hoshu, KE6RRI. Here's the conclusion to Hap's interview.
So much of what happens on the repeater really is contingent upon the reaction that Party A gets from Party B, and at the same time that there is Party C who is going to attempt to mediate what kind of disagreement may erupt from it all, or try to get things to be settled down, and that Party C might be you.
I don't do too much in the settling down department because, again, that would be me dropping the curtain on the show, and that's not my intention, because then 435 ceases to work. I encourage the shows and the creativity, because that's what draws so many people to the repeater. I don't encourage at all the bringing in of somebody's personal life or their family members. That I will jump in, and that I will try to put a stop to, because family members don't have a place on 435. Even on my website, I encourage the ham operator to be, please wear headphones. There's adult content on this frequency, and you should not have subject your children. I don't encourage that type of behavior.
I find that really interesting that a repeater is actually being streamed 24/7. What is the website?
The website is www.radioreference.com. If you click on the state of California, and the area is Los Angeles, you will go down maybe three. I think it's in rank three. And you will see the, I believe it's W6NUT repeater, and we'll have listeners anywhere from 61 to 130 listeners at any given time. More listeners, obviously, in the evening when people get home from work, people who are too far to hear the repeater. I get lots of email, people from Canada even, who listen to Radio Reference, who are very supportive and who are asking for links into the repeater, something maybe in the realm of Echolink, so that they can actually join in. We've discussed that as well.
What's your husband's attitude about your purchasing the repeater?
My husband is very supportive. He's very supportive of free speech, being able to just speak your mind. He's a more shy person than I am. I just speak my mind, and I think that's what he likes about me. I don't beat around the bush. I don't go around the block when I can just cross the street. And he likes the fact that I stand up to people, especially people who like to, I hesitate to use the word bully. He likes the fact that I stand up to people who want to challenge me or maybe push me down. He likes to sit back and watch me get right back up on my feet and take on another challenge.
I find it interesting that you are a Christian, and yet you're getting into a very non-Christian forum. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, my thoughts are that I struggled with this myself over the last 14 years. I do know a couple of other Christians who are on the repeater as well. And I ask myself, from what I know of what Christ would want when he walked this planet. Well, he sat amongst people like the people that are on 435. He mingled amongst them. He didn't mingle amongst the politically correct or the rigidity of regimes. That's not what Christianity is about. I think that's how I reconciled it for myself. God is about the heart, and he can see the heart of these people wanting to express something, anything, whatever it is that's going on inside of them, whatever player it is, or actor or actress, it's really about them expressing who they are. If God created us to be creative human beings, then I don't think God really looks down upon what I'm doing.
On the 435 machine, are there any kilocycle tops who want to take it upon themselves to be control operators in the traditional term?
We don't find too many of those that have actually joined the repeaters. You'll find more of those who may come from another repeater, and they will not identify their call sign. However, they will inject their opinions as to what they may have just heard, and an attempt to be a control op. They don't have really much power or say. Somebody usually is appointed a control op. I've already appointed one person as a control op, and the user base usually knows who that person is.
A related question, how many do you think of your regular users aren't even licensed?
I verify most of them, as many as I can. I'd have to say 99% of the user base is genuinely, legitimately licensed.
Of that 99% who are legitimately licensed, how many of them actually use their call signs?
Almost all of them. As far as identifying every 10 minutes, that's another issue. They may come in and identify and then only identify again when they leave. We do try to invoke the 10-minute IDing rule, and it gets obeyed some of the times, but then they forget because they get so caught up in conversation or show material that they forget to identify. Constant reminders need to be inserted every now and then just for that purpose.
Is there a timeout timer?
Oh, as far as people being able to talk, the current repeater owner, I don't believe there is a timeout timer. It does not time out. That's up to the individual users, whether they have a timeout on their own radio.
How many hours a day do you think it gets activity?
Probably 22 out of 24 hours.
There's no amount of like resistance or articulate insight or verbiage that's going to help try to explain the fact that he's a f*** up. I'm not going to fight that battle. You want to fight that battle? You're an idiot.
Do we know any Christmas carols?
I understand your point, Tim. QSL. I'm not a goddamn idiot. But I ain't no kissing. Come talking that shit. I'm going to talk it right back.
Well, that's stupid. That's hood mentality. You're not a diplomat.
Tim is crazy hood mentality.
Okay, it's total hood mentality, Darren. And listen to this very carefully. What little I know about the hood, having grown up in East Los Angeles, and people start talking or smack or whatever, you know, you had to respond. You had to respond. If you just walked away, it would cause more problems. So your hood rat mentality says, I have to respond. No. You simply just go, don't even dress it and walk the way, and you find a better time.
You're listening to an interview Rains Hapali, KC9RP, conducted with Christina Hoshu, KE6RRI, the owner of the 147435 Southern California repeater as of November 30th, 2010. We'll bring you our final moments with Christina in a moment. This is The Rain Report, available via iTunes and from Rain's website, therainreport.com.
I think rigidity is something that sort of restricts speech from being successful, especially people who don't have the patience to wait like in a round table. You'll hardly ever find a round table on 435. It just doesn't exist because people just don't have the patience. What I've done, especially during drive time, like when people are coming off of work, because there's so many people that want to talk, I've told the user base, try to keep your key downs under 15 seconds.
Wow.
Keep them fast, keep them quick, keep them witty, but it works. And it works, and it's funny. You'll get your players out there in the afternoon that just, they'll come off with their one-liners off the top of their head, and it can be very entertaining and make that drive home a little bit better. I think a certain amount of rigidity is necessary. You have to have some kind of structure. The 435ers, they resist structure, but you have to have some kind of structure. So, you put the boundary, they're going to push it. You put the boundary, they're going to push it again. It's a constant back and forth. I didn't use bad language on other repeaters or anything like or bad content. However, I find that other repeaters, there's no humor. There's not enough joy or laughter. And I'm not sure why that is. And I think if you find the key to answering that and people feel a lot more comfortable with being humorous, obviously without crossing certain boundaries, you might find a more draw, the more people are more relaxed and they want to be relaxed and they want to express themselves and be humorous and be funny, but they don't want to go 435 status. There has to be a middle ground somewhere.
Yes.
Currently, the repeater is located on top of Santiago Peak. And that's around 80 miles from my home location. Unfortunately, as being repeater owner, I have to have a certain amount of control over the repeater so that I do not jeopardize my call sign. I am unable to get into that repeater at this time through various attempts. My current goal and What I'm setting up now is to have this repeater moved up to Mount Lukens, and it'll be placed there 20 miles from my location. I will be putting up something over back on Santiago Peak so that the Inland Empire and Orange County can continue being a part of the 435 experience. Not my intention to lock anybody out of 435. And as a matter of fact, it's my intention to add a third site in the future to expand coverage so that more creative talent can join in.
Now, point being, gays are parasitic. They want to, like, okay, they're not looking to talk to you about, hey, let's have a dialogue about this and this is human. No, let's try and flip you, convert you. And it's like, nah, not about that.
There's a way to handle all of that.
What happens to me? Somehow, some way, your twisted, distorted way of thinking, you find me sexually attractive.
Listen, man. I'm sorry, again, I walked on you, upon you with a friend of mine, looked over your fence, and there's you performing fellatio on a fellow ham with your shirt off, dude. So.
People probably wondering why a mom and a grandmom of 11 children have bought this repeater. I like to be challenged, and I like taking on challenges and to see if I can do it. If I can't, I certainly will walk away and pass the torch to someone else. When people tune in to listen to 435, I would like them to just put their biases aside and just listen for 30 days. Just listen and give it a 30-day trial. If you can not pay attention so much to the language and the content, some of that just gets in there just because someone's either having a bad day. And yes, there are a couple people that really misspeak on a level that they should not. But for the most part, if you listen beyond the words and beyond the content, you will learn the psychology of what these people are trying to achieve. And I think a lot of that is expression. They just want to be able to express themselves in a forum where they don't feel like they're being roped in and made to follow a certain regime of speech and behavior. They just want to be who they are and to be able to express that.
If someone would like to contact you, who would they write?
You can reach me at my call sign at ke6rri@gmail.com. ke6ri@gmail.com, or you can log into my website, www.my435.com. That is a new website. That is not the prior owner's website. This is new, my435.com, only because I choose to watch the content a little more, only because I do know that younger people are logging in, and I personally feel a responsibility to not have too much to be exposed to the younger generation. And maybe that's just because I'm a mom and a grandma.
And that concludes Rain's interview with Christina Hoshue, KE6RRI, the new owner of the 147-435 2-meter repeater in Southern California. Be advised, until the machine returns to the air from Mount Lukens Peak later this month, you won't hear its 24/7 stream referenced earlier. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2011. Rain, all rights reserved. Now for everyone connected with Rain, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.